Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Today is healing day. And Jesus always comes to healing school. Hallelujah. We're going to just feed on the scriptures a while this morning, stir our faith up, and then we're going to receive healing and miracles and whatever you need in Jesus' name. Thank you for coming to the meeting this week. I've enjoyed it. I love the Word of God. And I know you're here from all over, everywhere. And we are honored that you took the time to come. So we're going to talk about healing in the Bible. The Scripture says in Galatians 3, 26 through 29, that we are the sons and the daughters. We'll add daughters because we are too. We are the sons. We are the children of God through faith. When we received Jesus as our Lord, we became born again in the family. We're in the family. Hallelujah. We are in the family of God. We count for something because we're in His family. Family makes a big difference. Glory to God. And so we're grateful today, and we're going to, as family members, we're just going to receive our healing. Glory to God. Who ever heard of a mother that wasn't willing to heal a child, or a father that didn't want his child healed? Nobody. We are in the family. Glory to God. All right, Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law and teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now that really is the secret to a blessed and a wonderful and a whole life with nothing missing, nothing broken. Your heart getting the teaching from the Word, and then you do, this is a revelation, you do what it says. And when you do what the Word says, you get the Word in your eyes, in your ears, it gets in your heart, and you obey it. Blessing's automatic. I mean, blessing is there. There are a lot of things you do that's part of that revelation, but, you know, you have to say right. You have to say what the Bible says. Believe what the Bible says. Say what the Bible says. Expect what the Bible says. And you get what the Bible says. Anybody can do this. It's not hard. It just takes some effort. It takes some diligence in the Word of God. But it's worth it. I mean, you know, how long does it take to get healed from some things? Some years, and many people never get healed, but it's always healing available in the Word. Or to prosper. My kin and I went for a long time before we really prospered. We didn't prosper until we got in the Word of God and began to walk by faith. Glory to God. But when you walk by faith, it makes all things possible. So one of the most important things we do for our healing, our life, our well-being, our prosperity, probably the most important thing, is to put the Word of God in your eyes and your ears. Get it in your heart and agree with it and say it out your mouth. Anybody can do this. Anybody can be blessed if they'll do what God says. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now, for your heart to keep the commandments, the Word's got to be in there. The commandments have to be in there. For length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, and continuing through old age. I'm liking this scripture. The older you get, you like it. Through old age till death, these shall they add to you. These shall the Word add to you. Now that's proteins. That's proteins 3. That's Proverbs 3, 1. And it reveals a lot to us. For length of days, forget not the law and the teaching. In other words, remember what you do read in the Bible, what you find there, and obey it. For length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility or peace, inward and outward, and continuing through old age till death, or through old age till your departure. Don't plan for things to go down when you get old. This says the blessing continues through until we depart. What happens when we depart? Well, if we're in the Lord, we are in the presence of God. It just gets better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the word pays off big dividends. Obeying the word, keep you healed, keep you prosperous, keep things in line, glory to God. Give you authority with the Lord and power when you pray, hallelujah. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Amen? So this is a good thing. Continuing through old age till death, I like to say, till departure. When we do depart, our body's dead, but we don't care. We're not there anyway. We've departed. When you depart, your body's kaput. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to say another word. It's not going to do another thing. Why? Because you're not in it anymore. You've shed that earth suit, and away you've gone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this is not my subject today, but I like to hear it anyway. We don't have anything to fear if we're in Christ Jesus, if we're walking in His kingdom and doing what He says. We don't have anything to fear in life, and we don't have anything to fear in death. Amen. All is well. Glory to God. I never said that before, but I hope to say it again. I like it. Somebody write it down for me. It's true. Through old age till death. But while we're here, this proverb says, let not mercy and kindness forsake you. And hatred, let not mercy, kindness forsake you, shutting out all hatred. So when we walk in love, we're doing ourselves a great big favor. Okay, let's talk about love. This is not my subject yet. So don't start looking at your watch. Love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Think of the peace that would be in marriages and families if people weren't touchy, fretful, or resentful. This is the Amplified. Touchy, fretful, or resentful. And it says, pay no attention to a suffered wrong, but rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness. Wouldn't it be great when you walk in love? I mean, you know, opposites attract and then they get married. That's just the way it is. And then those two opposites have to learn how to live in peace and love. But we can do that because love's in us. Love's shed abroad in our hearts. So it's in there. I mean, people around you might not have seen it lately, but it's in there. So we learn to walk in love, walk in the Word, walk in faith, and be obedient to what we find there, and we stay healed, we'll live long and strong, and enjoy life. What's the good of living long if you're not happy? But when you do it God's way, everything works. And the joy is there, and the blessing's there. And you say, yeah, but I've got this problem. Well, the answers are there. Face the answer. The word's the answer to every situation. Glory to God. You got people that, let's just say the family. You've got a family. Everybody's mad at everybody. Nobody's happy. You get together at Christmas and it's just awful. What's the answer? Love. Love. Love covers. This is not my message, but if somebody does something to you and this is something bad and you really are upset about it, what do? You forgive if you have aught against any. And then you go free. Yeah, but they did me wrong. Well, they're not your problem. You handle this heart and this mouth and you'll be free. And you forgive them. And you can walk free of that situation and your faith will be intact because faith works by love and everything will keep working for you. But if you get pulled off, sucked into that unforgiveness, sucked into being mad and resentment and all that, you know, the first thing you know, your body will be sick. This is healing service today. And many people are sick because of strife. They have unforgiveness. They stay up in a turmoil because they don't think anybody's doing them right. Not even God's doing me right, you know. So what do? If this is a healing scripture, really. Forgive if you have aught against any. So right now, even while we're just talking about these things, if you're upset at somebody, if you've got unforgiveness toward somebody, somebody actually did do you wrong, and sometimes somebody didn't do you wrong, but you don't like it anyway. So what do you do? To be healed, to stay healed, to continue to prosper, to walk in the blessing, in other words, you forgive if you have aught against any. If you have anything against anybody for any reason, big or little, forgive them right now and become a candidate for healing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The scripture says, attend to my words. I'm telling you, we pay attention, don't we, to the word of God. And we forgive. Sometimes you don't want to forgive, but you forgive if you have aught against any. And what happened then? You went free. They're their own problem. We're not worrying about them anymore. We forgive them. Lord, help them. Bless them. And I'm walking out of this, and I'm free in Jesus' name. That's the way you live. So don't let anybody hurt your feelings. If people hurt your feelings, be quick to forgive, quick to pray. Pray for them. And then you're tough. You know, when I like to say, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. I mean, you can do this. We can do this. Hallelujah. Amen. We can walk in love. Love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Hallelujah. That's us, church. That's our commandment. Just think, if we're not walking in love, it's like we've not done the whole Bible, because love is our commandment. Okay. So we're talking about healing, walking in love, forgiving, getting things straight, not holding aught against any, letting go of any resentment, even if they did do you wrong. Forgive them and pray for them, and then just go free from it. Amen. And that helps to keep you healed. Proverbs chapter 3:1-2. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now, he's setting us up for a long life here, and a good life. So the key is to remember and obey the commandments. And then it says in verse 2 in the Amplified, for length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, and continuing through old age. Now that's a great word right there. Peace, blessing, inward, outward, not just when you're young, not just when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and then it tapers off. No. How about 70, 80, 90, 100, 110? Continuing through old age till death, or continuing through old age till you leave here. And then, church, it really gets good. If you're born again, it really gets good. Or if you're not, it really gets bad. Nobody wants to go through life and not make Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives. Because there is an afterlife. And it's so long. It's forever. So you could say, while we're here, we're preparing for our afterlife. Depending on what we believe, what we do. Who is the Lord of our life and who's not? Glory to God. I don't want to live through eternity in a bad place where it's real hot. I don't want to do that. I'm in Texas and it's hot enough, but I don't want to live in the wrong place. And I'm not going to, because I've made Jesus the Lord of my life. And I'm endeavoring to walk on His word and do what He says, and things are going well with me. See, that's the thing. When you do what God says, you're helping yourself. Things go well with you. Things work. Why? Because the blessing's intact. That blessing is awesome. It's everything good. So, through old age till death, until death or till departure, these, the peace and all the blessing, shall be added to you. Let mercy and kindness, now this helps you too, let mercy and kindness, shutting out all hatred and selfishness and lies, and I've got to move this little thing, and by truth, shutting out all deliberate, everything, falsehood, everything bad. We shut that out. We walk in peace. It says, verse 4, so shall you find favor and of good understanding, glory to God, and high esteem. So this verse about love, it instead of hate, it gives you high esteem and favor. You know, people love a lover. They're easy to love. So if you're grouchy, people will do their best to love you. But why make it hard for them? Just start walking in love and don't be touchy or fretful and be kind and sweet and help people and make it easy for them to love and you'll be happier. They'll love you and you'll love them and all will be well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So shall you find favor and good understanding and high esteem in the sight of God and man. See, walking in love, that's our big deal right there, and it's easy. It's not like we have to walk through coals of fire barefooted. It's not like we have to do all kind of bad things to get the Lord's favor. No, to be in favor, we love. We're better off. We're happier. We'll live longer when we're in love and not in strife. The people around us will be doing the same thing, and life will be good. Doesn't that sound simple? This is a good plan. Glory to God. So shall you find favor and understanding and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Hallelujah. People will like you more when you walk in love. They'll be doing you favors. They'll be wanting to bless you. I really like that guy. Let's promote him. You know, that other fellow's such a jerk. Let's promote this guy that walks in love. Hallelujah. Amen? So a love pays big dividends. It's good to not be touchy, fretful, or resentful. Somebody does you wrong, the best thing you can do is forgive them quickly. And don't give it another thought. Hallelujah. Just walk away and be in peace. Amen? So that's our commandment, and that's what we do, and that helps you stay well.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.